Listening comprehension. Task 1. Department store announcements. Listen to 3 announcements in a shopping centre. While listening, match the following pictures with the correct announcement. Write the number of the announcement, 1 to 3, in the table below. There is one picture that you will not need. You now have 10 seconds to look at the task. You will hear the recording once only. The recording starts now. Announcement 1.
African Week in our food department. You can have all sorts of the most delicious tropical fruit at fantastically low prices. Bananas, oranges, mangoes and pineapples are on sale. Only this week. It's your chance to taste Africa.
Announcement 2.
Star Wars at the toy shop. Be your own hero at the next fancy dress party. You can be Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, or Yoda. Find the most imaginative costumes in our toys department and fight on the light or dark side of the universe. Fancy dress have you must, my young Padawan.
Announcement 3.
Come to our sports department and enjoy the great feeling of our rainbow sneakers. You can choose from many colours. Today, you are the sports star. Just tell us your size and be surprised about the low price. Start running to the sports department now.
That is the end of this task. Task 2. Harrods. Listen to a tour guide who is giving information to some tourists. While listening, complete the following text. Fill in words or numbers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task. You will hear the recording twice. The recording starts now.
For many London visitors, Harrods is an important stop on their sightseeing tour. Charles Henry Harrod was 35 years old when he founded London's most famous department store in 1834. Harrods. He started with one single room and had only 3 shop assistants. In 1880, 100 people were working for him, and the store had become much bigger. In December 1883, the store burnt down, but Charles Henry Harrod worked very hard and was successful. In a short time, a new Harrods was built in the same place. On Wednesday, the 16th of November, 1898, Harrods became the first store in England with moving stairs. Since 1989, Harrods has had a dress code for customers. People who are not dressed correctly can be sent away. Today, more than 5,000 people from over 80 different countries work for Harrods, and up to 100,000 customers visit the shop every day. The Harrods motto is Omnio omnibus ubique, all things for all people. And that is what people can see on their shopping trips to Harrods. In the 33 departments, you can find everything, from clothes to jewellery, from shoes to food, from pin to elephant. So, make your choice and don't forget your money when you plan your next trip to London. For many London visitors, Harrods is an important stop on their sightseeing tour. Charles Henry Harrod was 35 years old when he founded London's most famous department store in 1834. Harrods. He started with one single room and had only three shop assistants. In 1880, 100 people were working for him, and the store had become much bigger. In December 1883, the store burnt down. But Charles Henry Harrod worked very hard and was successful. In a short time, a new Harrods was built in the same place. On Wednesday, the 16th of November, 1898, Harrods became the first store in England with moving stairs. Since 1989, Harrods has had a dress code for customers. People who are not dressed correctly can be sent away. Today, more than 5,000 people from over 80 different countries work for Harrods, and up to 100,000 customers visit the shop every day. The Harrods motto is Omnio omnibus ubique, all things for all people. And that is what people can see on their shopping trips to Harrods. In the 33 departments, you can find everything, from clothes to jewellery, from shoes to food, from pin to elephant. So, make your choice and don't forget your money when you plan your next trip to London.
That is the end of this task. Task 3. At a street market. Listen to the dialogue between Jessica and a man at a street market. While listening, tick the correct statement. You now have 15 seconds to look at the task. You will hear the recording once only. The recording starts now.
Hello. Can I help you?
I'm looking for old books. I need a birthday present for my grandpa.
I've got lots of old books here. Come on, have a look. What kind of books does he like?
My grandpa is very interested in old trains. He loves reading about them, and he has a very nice model train collection.
I've got some really interesting books about trains. Let me see. Ah, yes. Here are two of them.
Yes, they look quite nice. There are even some black and white photos in them. How old are they?
They were printed in 1922.
That sounds great. My grandpa would love them. How much are they?
Well, I've got a special offer for you. Two books, over 90 years old, £15 each, or two for £25.
Sorry, I think that's too much. I can only give you £22. That's all I could save in the last few weeks. I love my grandpa very much, and it's his 70th birthday. I did an extra job to get money for his birthday present. I did two paper rounds on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but they don't pay very much for that kind of job.
Okay. I see you have been working hard for your grandpa, and it's his special birthday. And I like it when children spend money on presents for their family. You can have them for £22. And here's a present from me for your grandpa. I hope you'll like this model train. It's one of my favourite models.
Great! That's very kind of you. I'm sure my grandpa will love it, and the books too. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Take care, and best wishes to your grandpa.
That is the end of this task and the end of this listening comprehension exercise. Stop writing now. Relax for a moment, then go on with the tasks in Part B.